This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The sky. Actually, we've had quite a moon, those of you who could see the moon this past week. Quite bright, quite brilliant, actually. Had a lot of crazy weather around the country for farmers to endure. We've had a crazy weather season. That's one of the things I want to talk about. This is the American Family Farmer. My name is Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. I've been around cows all my life. Been around the farm all of my life. I am also a seasoned broadcaster, and in this incarnation, I try to put together the skills, I hope that there is some skill involved in doing this, of talking to people about the issues of the day, the important things affecting the American family farmer, and then extending it out to how it affects you, the general consumer, the public, the families, the food that we're eating, what's going on. There's a lot of news this week that I want to get to, and we're going to then spend some more time talking about the fishing. This seems to be on the front burner. A lot of the fishermen, as you may recall, the most recent podcast that we have, The American Family Farmer, is a discussion that I had in the one that's just been posted with a fleet manager of a salmon company up in Alaska that has what they call a CSF. It's community supporting fishing. You know, like CSAs, community supporting agriculture. Well, this is a CSF about fishing. It's a member-based organization that allows people to purchase a share of the harvest of they're a small family fishermen, small fleet, small boats. You enroll 3 to 9 month intervals, and you get a specific selection of the things that they harvest: wild Alaskan king salmon, other kinds of salmon, black bass, and black cod, Pacific cod, that kind of thing. So it's all there. You can hear it. You can actually see a documentary called Last Man Fishing. Is reference to that, lastmanfishing.com, at the website, actually on the podcast. So check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I start the podcast with interesting figures on the largest cities in the country that are transferring food, where our food supply comes from and where it goes. That's an important listen. All of them are. I'm thinking this week's is going to be a very important listen. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's talking about the weather and how cold it got, how quickly it got cold over the Midwest this past week. But I have some good news when it comes to the discussion about global warming, the weather. We had a horrible spring in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, across the East, the Northeast. It was not a good spring. I know on my farm, it took me, it seems like forever to get haying, to get out on the land. And that hopefully will not be the case next year. We hope for that every year. But the last 4 or 5 years, springs have been amazingly wet, which is a good way to start the season, having enough moisture in the soil. But you got to get on the soil. And a lot of people were so late planting that they were pushed into late harvest. And then all of a sudden, we see the record October blizzard show up. In the upper Midwest, it was awful through, actually, Denver all the way across into the Northeast. And now we've had this cold flare-up here this past week in the Northeast from, actually, Midwest. It was, I think, 2 below one morning in Chicago. All those flights were canceled. It was horrible. And that, a lot of people still haven't finished harvesting, and so that has put a cramp in that. But the world climate situation, there is a very important report out this week on weather events. And because the climate is about our climate on our planet, about to enter a sustained cooling phase, this is not the thing that I like to do on this program and anything else that I do. If you go to DougSteffen.com, You'll see all of the other, if this is the only program that I do that you listen to, you might be intrigued by some of the other things that I do that support health and metaphysical things in our daily program, the DJV Show, in which I talk about things that you don't hear discussed with my colleagues on any other radio program. And you may not even find the information elsewhere, including this one. The climate change people, it's their business to want to continue. It's kind of like the cancer business. They don't want to really find a cure for cancer because there's too much money in it. Well, the same thing has been created. The climate change industry and all the zealots, the religionists even, who have gotten on board. Is there a problem? Yes. Has the planet been warming? Yes. Is it caused by us? In part, yeah. But the Earth goes through cycles. And part of the cycles are created and caused by the sun. And now, and the last 11 years especially, there has been a furious raging storm on the sun. The solar sunspot cycle, however, according to scientists, is going to change. The long-term weakening of this solar sunspot cycle will now allow the planet to cool off. The planet will become more and more cool. We're at an apex. I guess that's basically what these people are saying. So those who are worried about the polar ice cap melting and all the other things, the cities that are going to be underwater in 50 years and all that sort of thing, apparently that's not going to be as obvious as one thinks. And hopefully that'll also end up helping in this the sunspot cycle. The update on the 25-year sunspot cycle we're about to go into, what astrophysicists say is going to change. The evidence is that they're gathering is pretty substantial. So at any rate, we can hold a good thought for that. One of the other stories this week in the news is the story of Dean Foods, the largest milk producer, not producer, but I guess, well, I don't know. I consider milk producers cows, frankly. And these guys have done a horrible job of wrecking the business, especially for the smaller American family farmer. And so there are those who say that Dairy Farmers of America is going to take them over. But, you know, if you really dig around into who Dean Foods is and who Dairy Farmers of America are, you'll find that there's a mirror image here. So I'm thinking this is a big ruse to screw the farmers. That's basically the way I read it. Dean Foods started in Texas by the Sweezer family 94 years ago. They've been struggling because Americans are drinking less milk. That's what their PR says. But the real story is that they're producing crap. They have a horrible company that's done horrible things to the good name of American family farmers who have been dairymen. And frankly, they've been, I'm disgusted with them and the way this has been handled. They control about 80% of the fluid milk supply in our country. They have made it cheaper and, you know, all of this stuff, these Dairy Pure brand, and they took over the Organic Valley brand and made a mess out of that. They say that their problem is conventional white milk is not being used by people. They use all these other fake milks. And you know what? Walmart, which was one of their biggest customers, Dean Foods' biggest customers, dropped them last year. They built their own dairy plant because they were tired of, actually, part of the problem was their quality. Not that the milk coming out of Walmart is much better, because it isn't. And they're getting the milk, they're encouraging these huge agribusinesses to build dairy plants where the cows and the milk can be processed all in the same place, 20,000 cows. Can you imagine that? I mean, as a farmer, I don't even begin to understand how it works. They're all machines. Robots milking them and all this. And I sound like an old curmudgeon, but I will tell you, the bottom line is the quality of the product that the public is not getting. And I think that's why you see Dean Foods doing what it did, but it's getting what it deserves, unfortunately, at the hands of the smaller farmers who've been squeezed out and gone bankrupt or had to go some other place. I don't wish anybody ill, but I'm not surprised that Dean Foods is out of business or going bankrupt, and how they recreate themselves. It'll be interesting to see how they get in bed with Dairy Farmers of America, another organ. As I said, they're the mirror image. Each of them, both of them are the same in my estimation, and they don't produce good products. The people who do their own processing on their own farms and sell to you retail at the farm, those are the places to go. I hope we can keep more of them around. But there's no surprise in what's going on at Dean Foods as far as I'm concerned. All right, 16 past the hour. We're going to meet Stephen Tettelbach and talk about shellfish. He's an ecologist. I want to first, though, think about you and your teeth with a question. When was the last time you whitened your teeth so you have a brighter smile? As the holidays are approaching, now's the time to begin to brighten your smile. Office parties, family gatherings, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, photo ops galore. Don't be caught with ugly teeth. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, holiday ready, with power swabs.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
This is the American Family Farmer. Let's quickly get into a discussion of what's going on in the shellfish business as an extension of our continuing conversation about fishing and the import of that in our diet and in our food supply. Stephen Tettelbach is a shellfish ecologist at Cornell University. He has been very close to all of this. He's the professor emeritus of biology at Long Island University, taught there for a number of years. So were you around the sea as a youngster, Stephen, as you were growing up? Were you around the sea?
Yes. I grew up in Connecticut and started going to the beach as long as I can remember and was drawn to it and pretty much knew by the time I was about 8 years old that I wanted to be a marine biologist. So,
I guess I'm living
the dream here.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We all ought to do that with our lives. So as we continue our conversation, what I want to talk about with you is what's going on along the coast of New York, New England, Massachusetts, scallop season in the Northeast opening up, and what can we expect from that? As I say, we're continuing our focus on a certain type of what I believe to be, I mean, this is farming and in the sea. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Taking the tractor down the road. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen Tettelbach, who is a shellfish ecologist and someone who's watching the new northeast scallop season. Traditionally, Mr. Tettelbach, is it this time of year when fishermen in New York and New England go out to get the scallops? Is this the right time, or is it different this year than it has been in past years?
No, it's the same this year. So the bay scallop season starts in New York the beginning of November, and pretty much the same timing up in Massachusetts as well.
All right. So what's going on this year? What's it been like? Maybe you can give us an overview of this particular type of, if you want to call it fishing, I think that's appropriate. What's unique about it? What's needed in order to do it successfully? And what makes these areas along the New York and New England coast so good for the bay scallops?
Well, bay scallops live in nearshore waters, so estuaries are primarily where they're found. And the way that they're traditionally caught at the commercial scale is by using dredges. So these are basically metal boxes that are dragged along the bottom. They're about 2 feet wide, and they're brought up to the surface, and the scallops are separated from the rest of the material, which is then returned, and the scallops are kept. So the scalloping industry in New England is one that's it's really very iconic, and different places argue about who has the better tasting bay scallops, but here in New York, we are seeing a massive die-off of adult scallops this year. And,
really?
Yeah, and this is on the heels of the two best years that we had seen in almost 25 years. So,
is it overfishing, or is it pollution?
No,
or what's...
no, it's not overfishing. So bay scallops basically live about a year and a half, and they pretty much just reproduce during one season. So every year is dependent upon how well the new crop comes along. And So the last 2 years were excellent, and then we had seen a really good what we call set or numbers of juvenile scalps last fall. So the expectation and hope was that this year was also going to be another really good year. But sometime between sometime over the summer, probably late June, early July, there was a massive die-off, and so now the fishery this year is really miserable. Opening day, the local fish market where I live had 25 pounds of scallops for sale, and last year they had 2,000 pounds.
So, again, let's go back to what the reason may be. I'm looking at what role do some of the other wildlife, if that's what we want to call it, seagulls and that sort of thing, what's in the water itself? What's the influence here?
Well, we've studied bay scallops. I've worked on bay scallops for over 40 years, and we do a tremendous amount of field work for the work I do here in New York. A lot of diving, working with fishermen, and you know, we're very familiar with the usual types of predators of bay scallops, and we really don't think that the usual ones would be responsible for this type of die-off. So we're in the process of gathering data and do have theories about what.
All right, so let's get to. I'd like to get to some of those theories, including the influx of brown algae and if that's choking out this very important crop, because it is a crop. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first day of public impeachment hearings has revealed some new details. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, linked President Trump more directly to a supposed pressure campaign on Ukraine to conduct investigations that would benefit him politically. Congressman Jim Jordan took the lead on behalf of the Republicans on the committee.
Were you wrong when you said you had a clear understanding that President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released, and the aid got released and he didn't commit to an investigation?
Mr. I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard.
Taylor also told the committee he heard from the U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Back to our focus on farming, the family, food, to the American Family Farmers, all about Luke Bryan singing our themes here. Stephen Tettelbach is with me. He's a shellfish ecologist at Cornell University. We're talking about the scallop season this year. It's been good for the past couple of years, a disaster this year. And so I wondered about the algae. We've had a problem, but it's mostly been a fresh water problem because I don't think algae can live in salt water, can they? Dr.
Yeah, there are many, many types of algae that do live in salt water, and this is the food on which scallops and clams and oysters feed.
Uh-huh.
So back in the mid-1980s, we had the first of a series of what were called brown tides. These are algal blooms of a single-celled algae, and they basically almost wiped out the scallop populations at that time. And I got involved in doing some restoration work at that time, and we saw some benefit of it, but another brown tide in 1995 basically wiped out all of the gains that had taken place. So fortunately, we have not had brown tide in our bays where we're talking about the scallop die-off since 1995, and And in fact, this year there was really no evidence of any type of harmful algae that were present. So we feel we can rule that out as a potential cause of these die-offs.
All right. So then, and as we look at the problems, we're talking about the Northeast. What about the rest of the country? You described at the beginning how the scallops thrive in the areas, and there are a lot of areas all over, not only our country, but around the world on the shorelines that have estuaries. So are scallops growing everywhere?
Well, there's actually several hundred species of scallops worldwide, many of which are commercially harvested and also grown in aquaculture. The bay scallop is found along the east coast of the United States and a little bit in the Gulf of Mexico. But the only places where they're commercially harvested at the present time are in the Northeast United States.
So how are clams affected? Because they grow more or less in the same conditions, right? The scallops and clams, aren't they pretty much in the same areas?
They are, and that's actually a very good question. And from what we've seen in our dive surveys, we have not seen any real evidence of clam die-off. And actually this year, the oyster growth was about the best that anyone's ever seen in recent years. So it is known that bay scallops are more sensitive to environmental factors than these other species.
Why would that be? Why would that be?
Well, it's just the nature of the animal. I don't know that I could actually answer that question, but it is known that they are more sensitive, and many people have described them as the canary in the coal mine, if you will, amongst shellfish species.
Isn't it interesting? You must find this. Maybe I'm a rare bird when it comes to this sort of thing. As you're talking, I'm thinking about where these things are in the history of the evolution of our planet, and how long, you know, my mind wanders into these areas, these kind of gray, fuzzy areas, thinking about the history of our planet, thinking about what we know in the here and now, and do we even begin to understand how complicated the living systems are, the life systems here, and how long, I mean, scallops and oysters and clams have been around for millions, if not billions of years, haven't they?
Yeah, hundreds of millions of years. Yep.
Yeah.
Have they been eaten?
Have they been a source of food for people that live close to the coast for a long time?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I mean, there are, there's lots of archaeological evidence that these species have been eaten for thousands, tens of thousands of years, perhaps longer.
So, under the circumstances, we look at this and we're wondering whether there's a blip here. You may have heard me talking about climate change, because it's hard to do a program on farming and not talk about the climate, the weather, what's going on. And I don't know if you heard me talking about the sunspots and how that seems to be changing. So will that, if in fact that's true, will that help you a little bit in the near term or the long term? Or what's the way of fixing this problem? And if we can't fix it, does it lead to other problems?
Well, yeah, I mean, climate change is very pervasive. I strongly believe in that, as do most scientists. What we're thinking now is that this die-off was probably driven by warm water temperatures and low levels of oxygen in the water, which the scallops and other species need, of course. And we think that this may this year may have coincided with when the scallops spawn or reproduce. So that combination of factors we believe is the most likely explanation at this point, based on the data that we have for this die-off. So you know, we're trying to get further information. We're trying to figure out, you know, the exact cause of this, and in that, in so doing, then we can try to identify measures that we can take to help improve the situation, excuse me, going forward. And you know, if this is in fact warming waters, we are at the mercy of that at the local level. But certainly there are things that can and I believe should be done
on the national and global level. What are those things that you think ought to be done?
Well, again, I strongly believe in climate change and that it is caused by human activities. So, you know, reducing fossil fuel consumption and, you know, relying more on renewable energy sources like solar power and wind power, I think are some of the most important things, right?
But what about the animals or the beings themselves? And what is, in my mind, I mean, I go back and forth on climate change and what really its impact is, but I don't change my mind when it comes to pollution. And so as these beings are raised close to the shore, close in, and we all know another problem that we are, if it's not as equal, maybe it's greater than the climate problem is the garbage that we're spewing out. And especially in some of these areas, they must be very vulnerable to a lot of the crap that's being sent out the waterways all over the country and all over the world. Are they not?
Yeah, yes, they are indeed. You know, that's one of the things we're also looking at as well. You know, whether there was an influx of toxins this year that was different from the last couple of years. We really don't have any information on that at this point, but it is a possibility. But yeah, I mean, the amount of pollution in the oceans as it continues to rise, and you know, there are various types of pollution, toxins dissolved in the water, as well as plastics. Plastics are a huge problem for shellfish, as well as many other marine species.
Do scallops get replanted, sort of repositioned, like oysters do? I don't know enough about them. They do. So.
Yeah. So we've been doing a very large scale restoration program in the last 15 years, and as a result, the scallop populations have improved dramatically, and have the fisheries as well. And so what we do is we grow them in a hatchery. And then grow them out to larger sizes and then begin to plant them out into the field. So so this is a form of farming, aquaculture, and it's a very important part of the whole process.
Yeah, that's why we've been sort of is a new discovery for me on this program. I've been doing this program 4 or 5 years, and we've always, you know, we've had different strains of thought, but we've never spent any time until the last month or so on aquaculture and on the things that are growing in the sea and what that does for the food supply. I think as I listen to you, certainly there's a lot of discovery here. You sound like you're pretty discriminating. You've brought a lot of variables into consideration. So are you inspired, or maybe that's not the right word, do you feel optimistic about the future of this form of farming?
Oh yeah, aquaculture has grown importance worldwide. It now supplies almost half of the world's seafood is through aquaculture. The United States, it's not quite as important as in other countries around the world, but it is very important and is growing. And it's most of the oysters in the country are the result of farming.
All right, so that's what I want. Can we farm scallops the same way? Could we save the business by doing some more concentrated farming?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is what we've done here in New York, and it has worked. But it is expensive, and it takes a real concerted effort. So
what are we going to pay for? The bottom line is, what are we going to pay for a plate of scallops this year?
Well, right now they're selling in the fish markets for at least $30 a pound, and
Woo!
That's if you can get them. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year they were $20 a pound. So there's a real rabid following for bay scallops here and in the rest of New England, and you know, people are willing to pay those prices. But this year it's going to be really tough to get them in New York. Fortunately, in other places, like in Massachusetts, the scallops are going to do better this year. We were doing some work up on Nantucket in September, and their populations this year look much better than ours do.
Good. Well, take care with your decisions, and I hope you have the power to work this over and fix the problem. Stephen Tettelbach from Cornell University here, focusing on the shellfish situation in the Northeast and how it impacts us all around the country and around the world. Thank you. You're listening to The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word now on how to get a good night's rest. Actually, I think you know how to get a good night's rest. If you listen to me with any degree of regularity, you know, on any or all of my programs, I'm always extolling the value and the virtue of MyPillow. MyPillow products. The MyPillow pillows, the pillow cases, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the sheets, those Giza sheets, and all the other pillows that you can use for your dog, for travel. You just go to the website and you see this catalog full of all kinds of things. And now there's one more thing to be excited about for MyPillow. That's their new towel, the towel six-pack. So go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV discount code. Right now, as they begin to introduce these towels, these amazing towels, enter the promo code DJV, and you'll get 30% off, plus you get free shipping. I think new radio listener special tab, go there, get the deals, not only in the towels, but all the rest of the things that we help you with your sleep. And you know, I have a lot of respect, actually, for what he's done, this great American company. Okay, great radio specials. Use the DJV code, MyPillow.com. Check out the new towel six-pack. The benefit of using the DJV code is you'll save a lot of money.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After this is the American Family Farmer. We are here to extol the value and virtue of farming. This program is for the love of farming. I'm trying to raise awareness among not only farmers, family farmers, real farmers, and the public at large, people who are users of our food, the value of our food, the value of the things we produce. So it's for the farmers, the people who run farm businesses, the locavores that enjoy the food that we produce. There was a conversation here on this program a couple of weeks ago about a farm up in Maine. I know we had the fellow that runs Sheepscott Farm on the program. And a week after they were on this program, they received notices from both their bank and their insurance company. I'm going to tell you that story after this.
And I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All right, so my focus on this farm, which is a former dairy farm, The Marcuses are the people that run the Sheepscot Farm. They got, as I said, notices from their bank and the insurance company. The bank is the Camden National Bank Insurance Company, Acadia Insurance. They happen to be my insurance company. Both the insurance company canceled their coverage on the farm and told them they had until next week to find a new insurance company. So I probably notified my insurance agent that I wanted a new insurance company. I don't want to do business with people like this. Camden National Bank said that they would close this farm's bank account. So the two people who were on the program said that they were complying fully with the law. This is a hemp farm. I guess I lost the headline here. We were talking about them as regard to their success in growing hemp. Maine is a much more open state than has been Massachusetts. But the federal government, once again, with their new hemp regulations, have made an unbelievable mess out of growing hemp, which should be just, shouldn't be regulated any more than growing corn should be regulated. I understand people wanting to make sure that they're not growing it with too much THC in it, but hello, in Maine, certainly medical marijuana is legal, and hemp is legal, so what are we doing here? What is this crazy stuff that we're following? The law is very clear. These people grew, I think, 3 acres of hemp the first year, then 18 acres the next year, and they can't do anything with it because the government has fouled up what you can actually do, where you can take the stuff. There aren't a lot of people in Maine who are actually processing the hemp, the oil, so they want to bring it to Massachusetts, but yet this law doesn't allow them to go across state lines. I mean, can you imagine? This is the craziest stuff, and now these people are out of business, in essence. It's an impossible situation. Their financial safety nets were all invested in hemp because they were told, now that it was regulated, that there was a market there. The Maine governor, the agricultural commissioner up there, have sent a letter to the USDA to get the rules so that farmers can grow the crop legally, and the same thing is going to happen here in Massachusetts. We had 1,000 acres of hemp grown, and it's just going into the trash bin, and it's put 4 farmers I know into bankruptcy. They changed the rules after the growing season started. It's incomprehensible, and I know I sound sometimes like a curmudgeon or I get angry about this stuff, but it's unfair. And the public wants this stuff. So why is the federal government screwing up things as much as they are? And then these insurance companies and the banks are just running for cover. So it's time for us to really start to organize a little better than we have. Join some of the organizations like the National Farmers Union, and let's put a stop to this crazy madness ruining our family farms. That's my thought on it, my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.